USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has formally launched his 2020 re-election campaign. The president spoke to reporters at a rally in Orlando.
Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it. Not acceptable. It's not going to happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the withdrawal of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's nomination for the permanent position means national security is at risk.
This is a very difficult time with everything going on in Iran and all the provocations and counteractions. And to have no Secretary of Defense at this time is appalling.
Shanahan withdrew after reports surfaced about domestic abuse with his family. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices that it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies aided in the Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. Some will be for low- and middle-income families. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs but can't afford a place to live. Facebook is unveiling an ambitious plan to create a new digital currency similar to Bitcoin for global use. Technology expert Moshe Cohen was asked why would they do that.
Facebook's motivation is not making money off the currency. Facebook's motivation is let's create a small microeconomy for the 2 billion people that are currently not covered and that have a need to make financial transactions.
Facebook is currently under federal investigation over its privacy rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
One Texas senator is speaking out about the Internet. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
On Monday, the Washington Post Live sat down with Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, and they discussed many issues regarding the First Amendment. From the doctored video that came out not too long ago regarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the censorship of Alex Jones to YouTube's handling of a comedian and conservative pundit Steven Crowder. Now, Cruz references back to a Senate hearing that was held not too long ago where he was trying to get answers out of these big tech companies, and he says he had a little bit of a difficult time getting a straight answer regarding what is hate speech.
So the broad rubric hate speech is used. So, for example, some of the questions I asked Facebook are the following statements hate speech. Is the statement marriage is the union of one man and one woman, is that hate speech? Should that be silenced? Now, you may disagree with it, but is that a view that must be silenced from the public square? Is the statement there are two genders, men and women, is that hate speech? All of those questions, by the way, Facebook refused to answer. They won't say if, I asked Twitter and Facebook, if someone quotes verbatim from the Torah, from the Bible or the Quran, says nothing else but simply quotes from one of those sources, is that hate speech? Would that be censored? They won't answer.
Cruz also pointed out that roughly 70% of Americans are getting their news from social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.